AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. At sundown, the Coast Guard is going to suspend its search in the Bahamas for 33 crew members of a U.S. container ship that sank last week during Hurricane Joaquin.
The Coast Guard sent three cutters, flew multiple air missions, and even got help from private vessels. But Captain Mark Fedor said search efforts were ending.
Any decision to suspend a search is painful. In this particular case, we were searching for fellow professional mariners.
Meanwhile, the National Transportation Safety Board is ramping up the probe into why the El Faro's engines failed and how it came to be in a hurricane in the first place, including using underwater robots to find the ship's data recorder, thought to be some 15,000 feet under the sea. Tony Winton, Mayport, Florida.
Pastor Robert Green, father of missing crew member LaShawn Rivera, says families of the missing wish the Coast Guard search could continue.
Would we like for the Coast Guard to stay out there? Yes. I mean, we're human.
It could take until the weekend for the threat of flooding to ease in storm-tattered South Carolina. At least 19 people in the Carolinas have died in the storm, most of them in South Carolina, while many survivors returned home today to discover they had lost everything. Still, residents like Amanda Perez in Somerville, South Carolina, says she's thankful to be alive.
How am I going to fix this? I'm going to get my kids to school. My cars are underwater. So I'm glad it's stuff and not my family.
Days of heavy rain have caused caskets to pop out of graves in at least six counties. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials wound up 112 points. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has apologized to Doctors Without Borders for that deadly U.S. airstrike over the weekend on one of its clinics in Afghanistan.
Until now, the White House had stopped short of an apology for the strike that killed at least 22. But spokesman Josh Earnest says the president expressed his regrets in a morning phone call.
When the United States makes a mistake, we own up to it. We apologize where appropriate.
At least three investigations are looking into what happened. Doctors Without Borders' Jason Cohn says it was a war crime, and the group cannot settle for the military investigating itself.
The facts and circumstances of this attack must be investigated independently and impartially.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Three people have been arrested in the killing of a California yoga teacher who was shot on a trail in what appears to be a random crime while walking his dog. The wounded Doberman was found attached to its owner with a leash. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.